Well, let's get into it. A lot of big stories that our friends over at Cranes Detroit Business is following. Let's bring in Mike Lee, the managing editor of Cranes Detroit Business. This interview brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. It's a big day for the University of Michigan. They're finally going to get some answers on who's going to lead the university going forward.
Yeah, the U of M's Board of Regents is meeting this afternoon to approve a new president for the university. Reportedly, the pick is a gentleman named Kent Siverud, who has been president of Syracuse University for the past decade or so. U of M has been operating under an interim president, Domenico Grasso, since early last year, after Santa Ono left town to take a job at the University of Florida that he wound up not actually getting approved for. Siverud, you can call him a Michigan man if you want. He was a law professor and dean of the law school at U of M back in the 80s and 90s. He has two graduate degrees from U of M. His academic experience has also taken him to Vanderbilt University before and Washington University in St. Louis. He's got quite a resume. He's also got a fair amount of experience running big time college sports and is kind of a thought leader on the future of college sports in the big money era, transfer portal era that we're in now. He served on a think tank on that topic, and has made a fair number of public comments on the future of sports, that they have to get this right to ensure stability for the future. One concern people might have, he's 69 years old, which kind of raises the question of how long he will serve. But you're also hearing a lot of praise from U of M for landing someone with, really a lot of experience to steady the ship through the rough waters the university is going through, both with athletics and research dollars and other matters.
Mike, it's moving week for the employees of GM, huh?
Yeah, it's a big week at GM. GM is moving a fair number of its Renaissance Center employees into its new office at the Hudson's building. It will serve as its new headquarters, leaving the Rensen after several decades, moving into this kind of a modern space that pays tribute to the design and architecture of the 50s and 60s that was designed at the Warren Tech Center by Eero Saarinen. New headquarters, if you look at the photos, there's a lot of clean lines, warm wood, warm wood paneling, some wallpaper made from hand-drawn patents that the automaker had. It's a smaller space, much smaller space than GM had at the Rensen, but the automaker's been moving people out to, have moved over the past several years, moved lots of people out to the Warren Tech Center. And so the number of people at the actual headquarters is going to be significantly fewer. And most of them will not have private offices. There are only four permanent offices in the new headquarters, including CEO Mary Barra. The future for the Rensen is still up in the air as they await word on some state funding to help pay for the demolition of two towers and renovation of the others. So it's a long way to go, a long way from that story being over.
And for those who were hoping to get a Sunday edition of the news, they're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, the Detroit News, at the ending of the joint operating agreement it has had with the Freep, said it was going to launch a Sunday edition on January 18th. But they reversed course and hit pause on Friday. Editor and publisher Gary Miles said that they're going to pause that. Did not give a date for when they will launch it, but they needed to buy a little more time to get that underway. The News and Freep, of course, are going to be operating under separate ownership without the shared business operations that they've had under the JOA since the 1980s. But they've created an extended agreement through March 31st with the Free Press. So their divorce is not quite final. But both papers plan to eventually offer 7-day print newspapers, which is extraordinary in 2026. And it would be the first time a JOA had broken up and both papers continuing to publish 7 days a week.
You can find all that and more at Crane's Detroit Business. Mike, always appreciate your time. Happy Monday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.